What about the podcast?
You are listening to What About the Podcast by Ad and Dad.
All right.
Hello.
Episode four of What About the Podcast.
That's right. With the vocoder remix. Some form of it, at least.
Some form of it.
Yeah. What's on store for episode four, Adam? What's in store for episode four?
Liquid. Liquid is a big one.
Yeah.
For this episode.
If it were up to me, the whole episode would just be liquid.
Besides that.
Yes. There's more.
I guess tying on to liquid. We have
tying in or submerging into.
Submerging into liquid.
Yes.
Splashing onto the idea of liquid would be.
Yes, getting wet.
Liquid. I'm getting a call from my mom, actually.
Okay. We have our first call in.
Should we pick it up on the air?
No. We gotta forge ahead. We can't be interrupted this early on.
Okay, fine. I'll just call her back later.
Yeah.
First caller, I'm gonna have to hang up on them.
Oh, that's all right.
That's
too bad.
Maybe more in the future.
Maybe we need to take care of that.
Or maybe she knew that we were doing this and she wanted to call in.
She wanted to call in right at this moment.
Not today, Mom.
Yeah, we got to keep going. Although she's probably on her way here to pick you up.
Well, I will have to deal with that when we come back.
Pressure time.
So,
maybe you should call her back.
On the air?
I don't know. I think we need to take care of this.
All right, that's fine with me.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully the audio should pick up okay.
We'll see.
But I guess this is a first time for everything.
On air caller. That sounds like it's good.
Hello.
Yep. Hello, you're on the air. What about the podcast?
Are you serious?
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
Oh no.
Our first caller.
Yay.
So what do you have to say? What do you have to say, Mom?
I just really wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast. It's really fun to listen
to. That's
nice
to hear.
Thank you so much. Well, I guess we'll catch you after the show. Is there anything that you wanted to say to me in particular?
Yes. Let's hang out sometime. That would be really fun for me.
Are you going to pick me up at some point?
Sure. Why don't you call me after you're done?
That sounds great.
It'll be
okay.
Soon, right?
Yeah, it'll be fairly soon, Mom. We're just wrapping up.
All right. Well, I can't wait.
Thank you.
Listen.
Thank you. All right. Bye, Mom.
All right. Bye.
I lied to her. We weren't just wrapping.
We were just getting started.
We were just wrapping.
The first lie of episode four.
We were wrapping down, if anything.
Wrapping down. We were cascading down like a waterfall. Liquid.
So I think maybe a couple minutes ago I was trying to say something.
Yeah.
And then we just got caught in this tangent.
What were you trying to say?
Well, I have an excerpt on my phone.
Yes.
From
a caller. Another caller.
Podcast. It was a caller, but it was a live caller.
Yeah. I mean, let's just call everything that's not us a caller.
All right, yeah. So I had a caller.
Yes.
And we talked about liquid.
Yeah.
It was about a 30-second micro podcast.
Yeah.
I'd like to share that at some point.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know when the right time is.
So that'll be more to do with liquid.
Right. And then maybe we could review.
Yeah.
Review the micro podcast?
Yeah.
Possibly, I'm not sure.
You know, one of my interests in doing liquid is from a news story I heard this week.
Okay.
And I know you had that section where we or this idea that we may read news headlines at some point. So maybe this could fit into this, or maybe I could just tell you and we could hold off on that other idea. But my reason for wanting to do liquid is because I heard a crazy article about a little girl, and this is kind of a sad story, a little girl who is allergic to water.
How does that work?
How it works is it's not fun at all. It means that She can't get wet or she breaks out in hives. She can't take a bath, or even her cries flare up her allergies. Her cries, her tears.
Can she drink water? Because that seems...
Yeah, that's the part that I'm a little hazy on. Yeah, because you're 70-some percent water. Does that mean that she's 70-some percent allergic to herself?
I don't think that's possible. Yeah.
It seems to be a skin thing.
Yeah. Well, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
And maybe it would be a liquid-themed podcast could raise a little bit of awareness for this situation.
Yeah.
Because that just does not sound fun at all.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what it's called?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun at all.
Sorry
to be a downer so early on.
You know, sometimes you gotta.
Do you want to continue?
With the podcast?
Yeah. Or should we just cry?
I think we have to continue and forge on.
Yeah, we shouldn't cry because this little girl can't cry without having an allergic reaction. And
that's true.
So we should hold our tears back for her. That doesn't make any sense.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Should I play the excerpt now? Would this be a...
Yeah, let's go to that. Do you have it queued up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Liquid. So this was recorded at lunchtime?
Lunchtime. City High
lunchroom.
So we're getting a glimpse into...
Into what life is like as a City High schooler.
Okay.
So obviously there's different opinions about whether liquid is good or bad. So the question is liquid good? Is liquid bad? What is its impact on our life?
I think liquid makes a big impact on our life. Things like juice, milk, water. You can't live without water. Water's a good one. I just think overall liquid definitely is a state of matter.
Thanks.
Wow.
So we got a little bit of insight there.
Liquid is a state of matter.
Liquid is a state of matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I really enjoyed that remote section or whatever, that self-contained bit of audio that is part of this podcast now, from now till eternity. I'm glad to have listened to that. Thanks for doing that.
No problem. So,
do you hear that music in the background?
It's there.
What is that?
Background music? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but where is it coming from?
My phone.
You're playing it?
Yeah. I thought I'd give it a hand at the live.
Yeah.
But let's continue.
Okay.
That's the purpose.
Okay.
It's supposed to
just get a little texture in the background.
A little texture.
For everyone's listening pleasure.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else liquid related that you would like to review?
Oh, I'll stay on liquid this whole episode.
All right, I guess that's what we're doing.
But go ahead. What do you have?
I just asked you about liquid.
No. I mean, let's go on to the next thing, and then I'll bring liquid into it. How about that?
Okay.
You don't like that idea?
I just don't know. I thought we were staying totally on liquid. I guess we're doing a liquid hybrid episode.
A liquid hybrid, yeah.
We're
melting.
You want to play Mad Libs?
Mad Libs? Sure.
Now, do we want to make our own Mad Libs, or do we want to get one off the internet? Maybe we should play liquid-themed Mad Libs.
Liquid Libs? Liquid? Liquids?
Mad Liquids.
Mad Liquids.
Mad Liquids.
Mad Liquids.
Mad Liquids.
You're listening to What About the Podcast?
Mad Liquids. Edition.
Mad Liquids. Mad Liquids. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about playing Liquids. Mad Libs. Mad Liquids.
Okay, well then what do you want to do?
No, I mean, I think we should do it. I'm just not confident in my ability to pull up something that would be interesting in the form of Mad Libs on such short notice. Okay. What are you doing?
I'm going to see if I can find one.
Oh, okay. I think we have a caller.
We have a caller?
No, I just said that.
Oh.
I'm just messing around.
There's a...
No one...
There's
no
a phenomenon called, like, we I have don't know a caller. What it's called.
What about the caller?
What about the... The phenomenon is where you think your phone is vibrating and it's not.
Oh, yeah. Ghost ring.
Ghost ring.
Ghost vibration.
So there's people that are...
Ghosts are calling. The ancestors are calling us.
There's people that check their phone...
Compulsively. I'm well aware of this.
Seems unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Are you?
Yeah, are you calling me unhealthy?
I just said that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, it's so tempting.
It's so
tempting to hit this quick loop sampler button and play these really loud dog and cat.
It's so loud, and I know they'll hurt my ears and they'll hurt everyone's ears.
No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear that.
I really don't think anyone wants to hear
that. Well, I want to... So you go on.
Okay.
Go on with what you're doing.
You're going to change my voice now?
No, I'm not going to change your voice. I'm playing with my voice.
You're playing with your voice?
Yeah, did you find the Mad Lib thing yet?
No, I don't think it's going to work, Dad. I think we might have to make our own, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Really, 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 really. Okay.
But I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah, well, let's do the Mad Liquids in a future sesh.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I found one, actually.
Are you just going to pull up a random one?
Yeah, and all we'll right. have to make it liquid-themed.
Okay. Every time you hit that, it's a little...
Okay. Is there a pencil somewhere? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got one.
Yeah, there is. There you go.
Okay.
You got it?
So.
Yeah.
I am going to need... Don't look at this, by the way, Dad.
I'm not looking.
Okay. So, liquid-themed Mad Libs. I'm going to need an adjective.
Wet.
Okay, I'm going to need a noun.
Stream.
That's a good answer. Another adjective, please.
Shimmering.
Okay. Plural noun is up next. A little bit of a curveball for you.
Waterfalls.
Can I have an adverb, please?
How about liquidly? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to try to stump you here. Okay. Verb ending in ing.
Running.
Right on the edge of liquid themed, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a silly word, but plural.
Slooshes.
That is silly and plural.
Yeah, cool.
Adjective would be fantastic.
Greasy.
Okay, plural noun.
Slides, as in water slides.
Okay, I'm going to need an adjective and then a number.
Oily sixes.
No, it's just a number.
Six. Plural number. Okay. Sixes. There's a lot of sixes.
Finally, yes. Plural noun.
Baths.
Okay. Now, there's several slots for first names.
Okay.
And so I figure we'll just go back and forth when we get to those.
Okay. First names. Do you want me to read this? Or do you want to read it?
Well, I was going to read it. I was going to use my soothing voice, but...
Okay.
Are you going to...
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe if you want to use a little... soothing voice, maybe
you
wanna do a little
beef me up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little something here.
Okay. For you. This is kinda crazy. I should probably not be the one to do this.
Yeah.
What
do you think?
I like this one. I think we should go with this one.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
When we look up into the sky, on a wet summer night, we see millions of tiny spots of light. Each one represents a stream, which is the center of a shimmering solar system with dozens of waterfalls, revolving liquidly around a distant sun. Sometimes these suns expand and begin running their neighbors. Soon they will become so big, they will turn into sluices. Eventually, they subside and become greasy giants, or perhaps black slides. On our own planet, which we call
Dad,
circles around our oily sun 6 times every year. There are 8 other planets in our solar system. They are named
Ad,
Chad,
Tad,
Brad,
Sad,
Mad,
Fad,
and Glad, and Jupiter and Mars. Scientists who study these planets are called baths.
Baths?
Baths.
Nice.
Can you make my voice normal again?
I probably can't, actually.
Okay.
I can try.
That's fine.
I'll try to do it.
We'll just go with it.
That's the problem right now with this thing. I don't know how to operate it quite right.
Trying your best.
I am trying my best.
I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Now that I think about it, I really have no way of knowing at all if you're trying nearly your best. Yeah. You could be not trying at all.
Yeah.
Oh no. This is bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's no problem.
I'm really sorry here.
Don't worry about it. Where'd
you go?
Sorry.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Okay, sorry about this.
That's fine.
Let's do it this way, shall we?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? That's better. I think we're back to normal now.
Okay, good.
That's good.
All right, so the liquid show continues.
We just had mad liquids.
Mad liquids.
We had a mad interview.
Yeah. A mad interview?
We had a mad...
A mad interview? A liquid. No, there wasn't...
I just said that because...
It was liquid. Our approach to it was liquid, I think.
It was a liquid interview.
Flow. Yeah, we had some flow.
It did have some flow to it.
What else do we have to cover this week? We haven't done a review. What are we going to review? We could review the review of liquid. Let's not do that.
Okay.
That sounds boring.
Maybe should we take it to the opposite extreme and review something solid?
Oh. Is there something solid you have in mind?
A lot of things are solid.
Glaciers?
Glaciers.
Solid liquids.
Solid liquids. We could review ice.
Yeah.
Just kind of like liquids. Cool cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Not too interested in that either.
Yeah.
What about your notebook there? What do you have in that?
You want to review it? The notebook itself? Or do you want to go through the things in the notebook?
Do you think there's something that we could actually do that would help people out? Yeah, is there something we could talk about that would really help people out if we reviewed it? Is there anything like that in your notebook?
Not really.
No.
It mostly just has a bunch of strange ideas. Wow. Well, I could give my educational tip of the week.
Oh, yeah, the educational tip of the week.
It's time for the educational tip of the week.
Let's insert the theme song for that right here.
It's time for the educational tip of the week.
Okay.
All right, it's time for Adam's educational tip of the week.
Time for the educational tip of the week.
It's time for the educational tip of the week.
Adam's educational tip of the week for this week is
brought to you by Liquids.
I thought I was going to say the tip.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's try it again.
Adam's educational tip of the week is...
Drum roll, please.
Don't drink sewage water, kids. That was bad. I'm going to do that again.
Okay. Drum roll, please.
Don't drink sewage water, kids.
Thank you for listening. That has been Adam's educational tip of the week.
Common sense, but important nonetheless.
Yeah. This episode has been kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go there when it comes to saying what I said earlier in the brainstorming session about sewage water and how your tip is seemingly easy to, take the advice of, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
And on that note, thus concludes another educational tip of the week from Ad.
I think.
Yes.
We should title episode 4.
Yeah.
Sad about the podcast.
Sad about the podcast. Wicca wicca wicca. Sad about the podcast.
Or
what about the caller?
What about the sad cast?
What about the caller? What about the sad cast?
What about the sad cast?
All right. What about the sad cast?
What about the sad cast?
Anything you want to go out on?
A limb?
Yeah, no. I mean, a limb
that I want to go out on?
No, I mean, like, here we are. We're at 25 minutes. It's time to wrap this puppy up. Or should I say...
I don't know how I feel about wrapping puppies up.
Wrap this little waterbed.
Wrap this...
tuck this little waterbed in for the night.
For the week.
Tuck this little waterbed in. Let's pop this waterbed and see what comes. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure I understand.
Messy, watery bedroom. Because you pop the waterbed.
Let's see where this waterfall... Yeah.
Hey, do you know anyone who has a waterbed? Have you ever slept on a waterbed?
No, I'm terrified of waterbeds.
Really?
What if I drown on one?
Some people probably still have waterbeds.
They scare me. Why wouldn't you just go with memory foam?
Do any of your friends have waterbeds?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep in my friends' beds.
Normally. Yeah. When I was in grade school, my best friend had a waterbed, so...
Did you jump on it and try and pop it?
No. We wrestled on it, and we slept on it when there was, sleepovers.
Right.
So I have slept on a waterbed a fair amount of time in my life. It's fun for about 5 minutes.
Then what does it become?
It becomes hell.
Hell?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You're just swashing around all night, you know? Like,
I mean, I could understand getting bored of it.
Yeah.
But I don't... It just gets progressively worse?
Yeah, it does. Because you never are stable. You're just fluid all night long. And then sometimes you end up, especially if you're on it with another person who's moving and you get pinned against where the little water... Whatever it is,
the contraption,
the container. What do they call the water? The soft water bottle. What's the word I'm looking for?
Squeezer.
No, like a bottle. Like they use, like it's not a bottle though. It's like a soft bottle.
Like a skin.
Like a skin. Yeah. Like
you would drink from a skin.
Yeah.
There's a word for that.
Yeah, I can't think of that word, but
it's like
if
the
you
inside
slide
of a pig's stomach and you would fill it with water before they had like plastic bottles and metal bottles and stuff.
Yeah. What is that word?
I don't know. All I can think of right now is haggis. Which is
haggis.
For those that don't know, a Scottish food where it's like
the stomach.
The stomach, but everything.
Stomach lining.
They take the whole animal or a bunch of stuff and they put it inside the stomach lining. They really seem to enjoy it, but
well, if you're ever sleeping on a water haggis, it's not fun. because the filled haggis will push you against the frame of the waterbed and can kind of pin you with all those gallons of water inside it.
I was not ready for that imagery.
Yeah.
That was too
that's
intense.
That's imagery that I have lived, son.
I think I have one thing to say before we wrap.
Okay.
Before we wrap this puppy up, I think one thing to do a quick review on, because
we're
running low on time.
Yeah, really low.
Time
is running out. It's dripping out.
The Iowa State final.
Yeah.
For
high school
for
women's
high school
basketball.
4A women's basketball.
Yeah. You went to the game last night in Des Moines.
I went to the game, drove 2 hours there, 2 hours back to Des Moines.
Yep.
To witness this game.
Which was Iowa City.
High school versus Iowa City West.
Women's basketball.
So quite a rivalry, varsity, as you can imagine.
Yeah, especially in this town.
Right. Because we're in Iowa City.
Yes.
And City was undefeated. They were 25-0 or 26-0.
All season long.
All season long.
Not one loss.
Not one loss. And,
They lost.
They lost, but I think that more importantly is the game itself.
Yeah.
While entertaining.
Yeah.
Was disappointing.
How so?
You know, when you drive that long.
Yeah, almost
really
2 hours one way.
I wasn't that disappointed with the quality of the match.
Yeah.
I thought it was entertaining, fairly entertaining in that aspect, but.
Yeah.
I wanted to see some fireworks.
Yeah.
I didn't see any half-court attempts.
Didn't see the passion.
Didn't see any broken teeth.
No.
I wanted to see a fist fight.
Well, it sounds like you were going to the wrong sport.
I should have gone to a hockey game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I mean,
to the Little Hawks.
I would have taken even a crowd fist fight.
Wow.
On the,
that's violent.
On the kiss cam.
That's really kind
I wanted
of
to see
subversive
a kiss, I wanted
and violent.
To see a kiss cam fist fight.
Kiss cam fist fight. We should do a segment called Kiss Cam Fist Fight. Kiss cam. Let's go to the kiss cam fist fight.
I don't know what that would entail, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah. Sounds bloody.
Sounds bloody interesting.
Bloody interesting.
It's bloody interesting. So that's all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
That sounds great.
What's on the docket for next week? It'll be our fifth episode. It's like a 5-year anniversary, except it's only been five weeks. Yeah.
I guess 4 weeks.
Are you
this
sick
is,
of talking
could,
to me yet?
We're getting there. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not sick of talking
how,
to you.
How many episodes do you think this will end up being? When
if
it's all
less
said
than,
and done.
Less than 400, I'll be disappointed.
Really? Okay.
No, probably not.
That's like, well, that's over 4 years.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
All right. You think about that, and we'll report back next week.
I think week by week, you know, we're getting to a place, and we don't know where that place is, or
where we're going. We don't need roads.
But what I'll say is on the docket for next week.
Yes,
you can expect some flair.
Flair.
Maybe a fist fight or two.
Kiss cam fist
kiss
fight.
Kiss cam fist fight.
That's a nice kiss cam fist fight. It's kind of nice. Maybe you could debut one of your songs.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, one of your full production songs, not just this.
Not just the background loops.
Yeah, the fun little intermissions you got going on.
Yeah, we'll see where the week takes us.
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
All right. Until then.
This has been What About the Podcast?
What about the podcast?
You are listening to What About the Podcast? I am Dad.